Melissa, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm well, and you?
Very well. Thank you very much for asking. What are you participating in No Shave November?
I am. I did last year as well.
All right. When was the last time you shaved anything?
The last time I shaved anything was last week, Thursday.
Thursday. All right. What's your hairiest area right now?
Well, there's one area that I never shave, so that would probably be my hairiest.
Is that the pubis?
Yes.
Okay.
So, wait a minute. You never, ever, ever shave your pubis?
That is correct. My hubby likes it like that, so I like to make him happy.
That's very, very giving of you.
How many years has this been growing?
Oh, my. 7? I think it comes to a point where it just stops growing. It's not, like, down to my knees.
Oh, you maxed it out.
Good to know.
Is it, like, long enough to grab a hole to?
Yes.
You can get a handful?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Does it look like one of those trolls, like, upside down?
Oh, no.
Not quite that bad.
Okay.
So is that the only part that's not being shaved?
No, she's not shaving anything.
Oh,
but that's her hairiest area.
Outside of that region, what's the next hairiest? Your legs, your arms? You got a mustache? What's happening?
Legs. I always have a little peach fuzz, and I never really wax or shave that. So my legs are definitely starting to get hairy.
Will you be wearing skirts and dresses, or are you going strictly jeans?
Oh, no, I'll wear shorts. I live in Florida.
Okay.
What about bikinis?
Bikinis? I don't wear bikinis. I wear one piece.
Right. Yeah, but still, there's... But,
yeah, the bottom there, does it look like little spider legs are getting outside of it, or, spider legs?
No, it's not skimpy, so I'm completely covered there.
She might have to, wrap up with sarong, maybe.
A sarong.
How can something sarong be sarai?
I just like saying sarong.
Sarong's a fun word, isn't it?
I mean, but there's no way you can wear a bathing suit without something kind of poking.
Yeah, like you got Larry from the Three Stooges down there.
Something's poking out of that thing.
Yeah. Something is poking
you
out of
that. Tuck.
Could be poking through
sure
the
covered.
Fabric.
Listen, she's telling you it's covered. How you
said pretty sure.
Well,
I don't believe it.
And on that note, when I'm wearing my one piece, I'm showing very much cleavage, and it is not at all intentional.
Come on.
But I actually buy minimizing bras.
Minimizing bras? That sounds like jail.
Oh, those things are huge.
Don't get me wrong. I also have a push-up bra for the times when I do want to show more, but for the most part, I am trying to cover it up and downsize a little.
Oh. When do you feel like showing it off? And when do you feel like, keeping it to yourself?
It's a fine question.
At work, I obviously want to keep it to myself. If I'm going out somewhere with my husband, then I don't mind showing it off a little bit.
So, like, when you're out with your husband, you want other men to be looking at your bazoombas?
You've already won.
Right, like, you already got your dude.
No, and he enjoys it. If I was going out by myself, I certainly wouldn't be doing that. Oh. But if I'm with him, he enjoys that. He's very much a breast man, so.
He likes showing your boobs to strangers.
Sure.
Do you think?
No, he likes to see it.
Right, but I mean, he also likes other guys looking at it too, right?
He likes to see it, like right there in the restaurant.
Yeah, we've never had that conversation.
You probably should.
I just know what he likes.
Well, I mean, you might be surprised at what he likes.
He's trying to throw you off.
One day it's boobs on display in the restaurant. The next minute, he's hiding in a closet while you're banging Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Well, I already know he would like that, but that's a different story.
Are you saying cleavage is like the gateway sex drug?
Yeah, if your man wants you to wear cleavage out in public, I'm saying that's the gateway to the junkyard dog banging you on videotape. That's what I'm saying. Thump. Thank you though. I appreciate the call. It's always good to hear from you.
You're a good woman.
A good hairy woman is what you are. Thank you, Melissa. Take it easy.
I'm sorry. Why is she not shaving again?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Her husband does.
She said it's for no shave
November.
That's not really. That's just she's doing that because her husband does. Right. He likes
Gorilla Girls. 727-579-1025. What's up, Brittany?
Hi, Drew. How are you?
Very well, Brittany. Thank you very much. Are you participating in No Shave November?
I don't think so. I did back in high school years and years ago and only lasted about 2.5 weeks. It's extremely uncomfortable.
So what was, we guys, we don't shave our bodies hardly ever. Most of us don't. Tell us what was so uncomfortable about it, dear.
Well, your legs are disgusting. And it's just like Nikki said, it's gross if you don't shave. I understand people do it, but I am much like Nikki. I'm a very hairy-ish woman, so I shave my toes, and I'm okay with that.
All right. So how often do you shave the piggies?
Whenever I'm shaving my legs, typically.
Okay. All of your toes are hairy?
Nope, just my big toe.
Okay.
Just the
big
toe.
Toes.
Is it dark hair?
Yes.
Oh, man.
We got going on around the mustache and goatee area. If you left that go, would you look like Salma Hayek in that movie Frida?
Not that bad, but I do get my lip waxed. I will admit that.
How often do you got to get the lip waxed?
About every 6 weeks.
Okay.
All right. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you.
I keep myself taken care of.
Yeah, you sound like it. But you will not be participating this No Shave November.
No, my husband cannot grow facial hair, so he'll try, but.
So he's probably a little jealous.
You got to pick up the slack.
Yes.
Like you got a bigger, better mustache than he does.
Do you wish your man could grow facial hair?
No, he's got that baby face, and I like it that way.
Oh, sweet. Well, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it, and have yourself a great afternoon.
You too. LOD, guys.
Oh, LOD to you too, dear.
If there's anybody listening that can help me develop a line of LOD lady toe razors, I would love to start handing those out at gigs.
Just little tiny toe razors?
Just toe razors with LOD on them, maybe somebody's face. Seth@theboneonline.com. Let's make it happen.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Jacob, two times?
What's up, Drew? Hey, Drew, guess what, Drew? I'll be so happy to tell you, boy, soul brother Kevin and Nikki, you now have your very own spindle. I just started it just today.
Whoa! Spindle!
It took this long?
Spindlerella cut it up one time. That's great, man. Thank you. It's an honor, Jacob.
Well, listen, Nikki, when you cried on that CD this morning, Nikki, you just made me want to cry with you, Nikki. That was just so sweet, wasn't it?
Mm. Oh, yeah, when you were listening to your birthday show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Nikki, guess what, Nikki? You are my favorite, Nikki.
Oh my God.
By the way, I forgot Roddy Piper's dead.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
Jacob, can
rest
Drew,
peace,
Seth,
so dog. Yeah.
And SBK, can we all be tied?
Damn it.
For favorite?
Yes, you are. Yes.
Oh,
you
Jake
are
the
my
snake.
Favorite. You are my favorite afternoon show on the bone ever.
Thank you.
Well, that's great.
Macho Man? Macho Man's dead, right?
Yes. Okay. I think because Nikki is Jacob's favorite, I think that Nikki can do the whole Jacob two times birthday extravaganza for next year.
She's got about 360 days to plan it, too. That's
what,
a great idea.
What?
It's a good idea, right, Jacob?
Yeah.
For sure.
I have a question for you. What are you guys doing for Christmas yet? Do you know?
Well, I mean, what do you mean? What are we doing, like with our families,
like
or
Christmas morning?
No. Like, when is your last radio show for the year? Do you know when that is? Because I want to be sure I'm a part of that. You know what I'm saying? Because I've never been a part of that before. You know,
part of our vacation.
Well, I want to know what date your last show is, like, for the year, so I can
plan
it out, you know?
The 16th, so you can call in.
December the 16th will be our final broadcast of the year 2016.
And Nikki, you, Drew, Boy, and Soul Brother Kevin will be back in January, won't you?
Yeah, that's, we hope so.
I mean, you never know what's going to happen, but yes, our plan is to be back in 2017, but... You never know. The company could go, well, your ratings guys are too good. We're selling too many advertisements on your radio program. People like you too much. Goodbye. Yes, SBK?
We're done on the 9th.
No. Nikki wouldn't tell me that now, would she?
Well, no, it's not up to us. Radio's a crazy world, Jacob. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm signed until next December, but you never know. They could go, hey, you know, we're sick of you idiots. You know, find another job somewhere. But they probably.
I doubt that.
Me,
you know,
too.
I doubt that they're going to say that.
Me, too.
As long as there's a nice severance, I'm open to anything.
We, you know, we plan on being back in 2017.
Yeah. Well, Nikki, guess what? You are my favorite and you are my friend, Nikki. You know that?
You're my friend, too.
Jacob, you know we're all in the room when you're telling Nikki that she's your favorite, right?
Right, boy. Come on, boy. I'm just trying to put it out there, boy.
He's trying to put it out there.
Jacob.
Hey, brother Kevin, how are you, man?
Hey, man, just sitting here drinking some soda.
Yeah, I know, right?
What about
Nikki,
you?
Guess what, Nikki? Listen, Nikki, I love you, Nikki. So
I love you too, Jacob.
That's awesome. Put it out there.
Hey, Jacob, I bet when we're off for winter vacation for those 2 weeks, I'm pretty sure we're going to run your whole birthday show in its entirety.
Yeah.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep, that's right. Hey, Nikki, guess what? Nikki, now listen, Nikki, you plan on getting those CDs out before Christmas, don't you?
Yeah, Nikki, you gonna get those CDs out before Christmas, Nikki?
What CDs?
All of them.
CDs nuts. Wouldn't that be great if he said that?
No, he wouldn't.
It would be great.
No.
Hey, Jacob, do you like it? Do you like the Andrew Dice Clay impressions that I do? Do you find them amusing at all, the comedian Andrew Dice Clay?
Well, I sure do like when you do your Chet Buchanan impression. To me, that's funny.
Thank you. The host of the show,
well,
we're
on the verge of getting a C&D from him, so we might want to do the Dice Clay one for now.
How about this one? I'm gonna give you this one. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Ready, Jacob? Here we go. Here's an Andrew Dice Clay nursery rhyme for you. Ready? Here we go.
Here's the thing. You know what? When you're done with this one, maybe Nikki can do her impression of Andrew Dice Clay, and Jacob can pick one he likes more.
That'd be perfect. All right, so we'll do dueling Andrew Dice Clays, mine versus Nikki's. I'll go first. Here we go. There was an old lady who lived in a shoe. She had so many kids, her uterus fell out. Oh!
You're funny.
Nikki, your turn. Nikki as Andrew Dice Clay right now.
Hickory dickory dock. Jacob shot Drew with a clock. Glock? Glock.
You're funny.
I don't know.
Nikki,
I was trying to
so
rhyme.
Funny.
Yo! I don't. Wait, what is it?
You're so funny.
Yo!
You're
funny, yo!
Yeah. Now he's spit into the mic a couple of times.
But yeah. But yeah. Nikki, guess what? Nikki, you're the best out there, Nikki.
Thank you, Jacob. You should make me full time.
We gotta run, Jacob. I hope you have a great afternoon. Always good to hear from you. Okay, buddy.
Okay. I'll talk to you guys on Friday. Okay.
Sounds good, my man. Thank you. Let's get to our pick three.
Now, sports, weather, action, sports, entertainment, local news, shitty parents, sports, and dumb dicks. We're counting them down and going to town on the top three stories of the day. It's the 3 of 3.
While the Lightning needed this one, they had to get back on the winning side of things, and they certainly did it against the New York Islanders last night. Nikita Kucherov, 2 goals and 2 assists. Ben Bishop made 26 saves, and the Lightning beat the New York Islanders 6-1 last night. Great game.
Take that, Roger.
Steven Stamkos, Brian Boyle, JT Brown, and Valtteri Filppula.
Me neither.
Filppula.
Filppula.
Filppula. Also scored, and Victor Hedman and Slater each had 2 assists to help the Lightning snap a 3-game skid and finish the road trip at 3-3. They'll be back home against the Bruins of Boston tomorrow night.
Ooh, big game.
Should be a good one.
I wonder if more people are going to be at the Lightning game or the Bucks game.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know either.
I know where I'd go. So it's good to see the Bolts get back on the winning scene. I was switching time between that and I watched my first Magic game of the year, and they won, and Aaron Gordon pulled off a 360 dunk in the game, which was amazing.
That ain't going to help him.
I know, but they did beat Philly, which is nice.
Any World Series for you tonight?
Okay, tonight is a Game 7, so I feel like I have to watch. Although, my girl's coming over, and we're going to watch American Horror Story. And then we're going to watch an episode of Westworld before that. So no World Series.
Okay. All right.
No World Series.
I watched last night.
You watched a World Series?
Unfortunately.
Were you flying the W?
Why were you watching the World Series?
Because Moby wanted to watch it. Mm. So he watched it, and I laid in bed and fell asleep and then saw when they would make runs and stuff.
He watched the whole thing?
So when they would make runs and stuff.
It would, he at least watched 6 innings.
Ugh. Gross.
It was
baseball's one boring
ass
sport.
A lot of baseball, like when they had the triple header. Is that what it's called? Triple hitter?
No.
When three people.
Right. Four.
Four, huh?
Four people.
Okay. Well, there was a lot of runs in one play.
Right. What do you call that? It's when the bases are loaded.
Bases are loaded.
And the pitcher and the batter hits a home run. What's that called? It's also a meal at Denny's.
Very delicious.
Grand Slam?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay, yeah. So I saw that, and what was it, 8-1?
7.
7
whatever.
To 1.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Tonight, Game 7. Indians, Cubs. We'll see what happens.
I'll watch the ninth inning.
Yeah.
And then if Chicago wins, I'll change channels to see the riots. They're gonna burn that place down,
and they certainly will.
This is gonna be crazy tonight because I know when Joe Madden was here, a lot of people thought that he overmanaged and he did some crazy things. Tonight, the strategy for this is gonna be insane. I mean, when do you bring your closer in? Do you bring him in the fourth inning, the fifth inning? I mean, there's gonna be so much strategy because it's the last game of the year. That's gonna be exciting.
It really will. And I saw Joe Madden said that the Rays could have had a dynasty right here in Tampa Bay if finances hadn't come into play. The Rays have a fiscal strategy that maybe hamstrung them a bit when it came to getting rid of guys like Garza and getting rid of David Price and such. And, you know, it's easy to second guess
now. They wouldn't have been able to keep these guys.
I don't think so.
Joe Madden knew what was happening. He knew that the Cubs were ripe and that they were a great team, and he made the best move for himself.
He most certainly did. They are still searching for what the hell happened to William Billy Morris III, who had called his wife, Tina, earlier Monday afternoon, let her know that he and his three-year-old son, Augie, or August Morris, had pulled their Sea-Doo water scooter onto a spot in the middle of that river that I won't say because I always mispronounce it, just west of Interstate 75, said they'd be home soon. When they didn't show up, Tina Morris called back about 5:45 on FaceTime, expected her husband to pick up. Instead, little Augie answered, crying, "Dad was gone." Authorities scanned the river until about 11:30 Tuesday morning. Then a search party found a body lying on a sandbar, and they still don't know what the heck happened. This is bizarre. What could have happened to separate William Billy Morris from his three-year-old son? Answers still up in the air. Hopefully they'll get closure and they'll find out. Before we get to the third story, I do need to mention that a suspect has been captured in the early morning savage killings of two Des Moines, Iowa police officers who were shot to death while sitting in their patrol cars in what authorities described as separate ambush-style attacks. Officers from the Dallas County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol took 46-year-old Scott Michael Green into custody. They were taking him to Des Moines. His arrest came about 8 hours after the killings to two officers. A few details remain about his capture, but he was on foot on a roadway at a time. Shots fired at 106. Cops reported to the scene, and then they found 20 minutes later that one of the cops who had responded had been shot in a patrol car. Then they found another body about 2 miles apart. And our thoughts go with the entire law enforcement community. And we do appreciate your sacrifice.
I hate to do this on air, but I have to send an email back before the end of this break. So I'm going to pitch you six celebrities that can come on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
You let me know if you want to talk to any of them.
Hit me.
Star Jones.
Yes.
You do want to talk to Star Jones.
Who wouldn't want to talk to Star Jones?
Okay, I'm just asking.
All right, sorry.
Amber Tamblyn. We talked to her.
Yeah, we already talked to
Busy
her.
Busy Phillips.
Bijou Phillips?
Bijou Phillips.
Yeah. Busy Phillips? It's B-I-Z-O-U, right?
This says B-U-S-Y. No. Oh, easy.
Whoa. There is a Busy Phillips. She was on Freaks and Geeks in Dawson's Creek.
So wait, it's not Bijou Phillips, it's Busy Phillips.
It's B-U-S-Y.
Yeah.
Is there also a Bijou Phillips? Can we talk to her?
They're both off the list if you don't know who
they are. No. I like Busy Phillips.
Kate Walsh. Grey's Anatomy, is that what it is? I think Grey's Anatomy. No, you don't know who that is. Okay. Sean Patrick Thomas.
I know that name. Is that Stifler?
That might be Stifler. I think you're right.
I think that. I don't know why I know that.
No.
No.
Is Stifler black?
Oh, was he in The Wire? He looks familiar.
He was in Barbershop.
Barbershop, okay. He was in something.
Yeah, he was the councilman.
Yeah, he was in Barbershop.
All right, yes.
Michelle Trachtenberg? Okay, all right.
No, I know her. She's in, I do know that.
She was in Buffy. Yeah. She was Harriet the Spy.
Yeah.
17 again.
God, dude, I love that book, Harriet the Spy.
All right, cool. Star Jones it is. Carry on.
Thank you very much. And finally, a tutu wearing suspect broke into the Tampa's farmer's market to eat fruit and drink soda early yesterday morning. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office released surveillance footage of the suspects breaking into the Fletcher Avenue store in hopes that the public can help identify them. They were looking for a white male, thin build, possibly dressed in a cheerleading costume, wearing a tutu, possibly wearing a wig, and then a male of unknown race wearing a hoodie with an image of an owl on the front. They gained access to the store by breaking out the glass door at approximately 1 a.m. on November 1st and proceeded to consume fruit and soda. Once inside, I can't help but think that they were probably on their way home from a Halloween party.
Do you think this was kind of like a joke robbery?
Well, yeah. I mean, they probably got drunk and they were like, let's break into the farmer's market. And then
farmer's market.
Yeah.
Did they steal money or just some smoothies?
No, just drank some soda and ate some fruit.
And ate some fruit.
That's it. Just eating some
like
fruit.
What? Like some apples?
I would save some apples. Nectarines, plum.
Oh, you got to let these guys go.
I was talking about fruits today on the set of daytime because they had some dates. Do you know what a prune is?
Yeah.
What is it?
A prune?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what is it actually?
Yeah, what is a prune?
It's a dried plum.
That is exactly what a prune is.
Oh, wow, okay.
I thought a prune was a separate fruit. But
like
a prune
its own thing?
Yeah, but yeah. It's just a dried plum. A date is its own fruit.
Yes.
And a fig is its own fruit.
Mm-hmm. Is there a dried out grape? Is that anything?
That's
or no?
Called a raisin.
That's right. I knew it. I knew there was something. Okay. That's so cool. Sorry, man. I'm setting up Star Jones interviews for you. I'm not thinking clearly.
All right. We're going to come back, and there's more. There's an article done about the new Starbucks cup today, and I'm looking for anybody who even remotely gets fired up about Starbucks cups. We talked about it yesterday, but there's an update today. I got it for you next. Uh-oh, I'm feeling a little funny again. Hello.
Hi.
And happy who are you? What are you doing in my studio?
I'm your producer, Al.
Oh, hey, Al.
Hi, Delilah. I mean, Drulilah.
Yes, it's Drulilah, thank you.
Should I bring it down a notch?
If you want to. I mean, your voice is very rough and masculine.
Do you want me out of this bit?
No, not at all. It's two's company, three's a crowd, right?
Where Drulilah normally works alone.
Drulilah also normally works in the dark, but today, it's a bright, shiny morning. We're getting ready for Mother's Day. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're speaking with Drulilah.
Hey, Drulilah. My name is Abby. I was calling to request a song, I guess, for Mother's Day.
Oh, that is so sweet of you. Are you requesting it for your own mother?
Whatever. Yeah, basically, she walked in on me the other day, and I was giving her boyfriend a face party. So now she's kind of pissed, and I feel like I should probably apologize. Mother's Day is on Sunday.
Well, you've done a horrible thing to disrespect your mother like that. How in the world do you feel good about giving her boyfriend a face party like that, you whore?
Okay, Drulilah, you can really come on to me, and that's totally fine, but you did not see the way that Randy came into my bedroom while I was sleeping. He practically jerked up my nightie, and then all of a sudden I rolled over, and the next thing I know, we're watching Looney Tunes, and I'm giving him a face party. It was really nice.
That sounds really hot. Do you use the two-handed pepper grinder technique?
I have no idea what you're talking about. The only techniques that I use are the ones that I learned when I was back in summer camp. I do like a two-handed thing. I pay attention all over. It still works, really. I'm pretty good at it. He told me I was better than my mom, but now she's obviously very angry with me. So well, I just don't want it to be mad because I'm trying to get her pay for my college.
Sure, sure. And your mother clearly needs to work on her fellatory skills. But what song may I play for you and your mother since you're so estranged?
I don't know, probably some country shit, I guess. Isn't that the story that's like, oh, I'm so sorry, my dog's on the porch, we just broke up. I guess something about having sex with her boyfriend, if you can find something like that.
There are actually many songs about that subject. Country music has a way of speaking to us when we find ourselves in awkward situations. You know what I'm going to play for you? I'm going to play a little Vince Gill, Sorry That I Gave Your Stepdaughter a Face Party Last Night.
Okay, that sounds great. Hey, Drulilah, can I just tell you one more thing?
Oh, please do.
I don't get to listen to you very often, but I have explored kind of my bisexual side, and I have realized that listening to you when I'm alone does make me a little bit anxious. So I just wanted to thank you for taking the time to talk to me, and next time I give my boyfriend's mom a face party, I'll probably think about you.
Oh, that is so flattering. Thank you so much. Tonight, when you smack it around and rub one out, I hope you think of Drulilah.
Oh, f*** off.
True.